Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
So I had this idea for a podcast, and it's quite scary, really, because if I do it, it means I've got a hell of a lot of work to do.
Hello there, welcome to my massive storytelling podcast thing. If you're a first-time listener, I'm not surprised because this is the very first show. I hope you're all well. I don't know how you found the show. Okay, so what is the show? I can tell that's what you're all thinking. In all honesty, I'm still figuring it out a little bit, but I have some ideas. The main concept is that I sort of feel like writers nowadays or modern storytellers are post-medium. And by that, I mean, people don't just stick to one medium. They don't just write Kindle books or short stories. They also make films, or they also write for games, or they want to do interactive experiences, tell like transmedia stories. And I feel like that there isn't really a show out there that does that. So I really want to put something together to create a bit of a forum for those people who want to explore the various aspects of storytelling in the modern world. You know, I was listening to a show the other day called Build and Launch with Justin Jackson, and it's just such a cool show. So the idea of that is that every 7 days the guy starts off a project, and then he has 7 days to make it and launch it. And I mean, most of his stuff is like apps and, you know, widgets and utilities and that sort of thing. So it's more for entrepreneurs and those sort of people. But I thought, what a cool way to do it. Because, I mean, we could do the same thing on this show, but for stories. So, for example, I might start out the start of the week and say, this week I'm going to write and publish a book, a short story. On Amazon. So the start of the week I could say, I've got this idea for a story, I've got 7 days to do it, and that includes the cover design, includes the editing, includes everything. It has to be a polished, finished book. Or 1 week we could do something where we've got to make a film. So right from the idea generation, so come up with the idea, writing the script, and then at the end of the 7 days, the idea is that we've got a finished film and we've got to put it out there to see what people think. Because it seems like it's so easy to just write a lot of stuff and just never actually finish it or never actually publish it or never get any eyes on it. I mean, just think to your own work and just think how many stories just sat on your hard drive. I've realized more and more that having a deadline is super important. So, I mean, for me, I can get quite a lot out of the show personally. It's going to keep me accountable. So if I say I'm going to do something at the start of the week, I definitely have to do it because you guys are going to hold me accountable. If I don't, then I'm going to look like a tit. It's also going to keep me creating. So I'm going to have to keep coming up with new content ideas for this show. So I can't just sort of, rest on my laurels and relax. And it's also gonna help me in terms of networking. I hate that word, it's a bit of a loaded term, but one of my favorite things about doing my old podcast, the Storytellers Podcast, was when I got to talk to a lot of my favorite people, a lot of my favorite storytellers. So people like Chris Jones of the Guerrilla Filmmaker, Guerrilla Filmmaker's Guide, and Joanna Penn, who's sort of this self-publishing guru at the minute. There's loads of cool people, and I really want to keep doing that with this show. And I would love to challenge some of those guys to do a 7-day challenge, a 7-day story challenge. And also, you too. I mean, I'd love to get, I mean, maybe after the first couple, if one of you guys feels like you want to do it as well, if you want to publish a short story in 7 days, if you want to take on that challenge, then let me know and maybe we could get you on the show and we can hold you accountable to publish it. You know, let's just see what happens. One thing I do want to do with this show is I don't want to do super long, hour-long, hour-and-a-half-long episodes. I feel there's a lot of people doing that at the minute in podcasting. I want to do short, sweet, simple episodes that you can dip into whenever you want to, and, you know, you don't have to. It's not such a big commitment then. I was reading an article about Ray Bradbury, and one of his pieces of advice for younger storytellers and younger writers was to not write a novel. Like, do not set out and write a novel straight away. Instead, he suggests that you crank out a hell of a lot of short stories. And he was saying to write as many as one per week for a full year, because he said there's not a chance you're going to write 52 bad stories in a row. And, you know, I agree with that. I think that's probably what we're going to do here. This is why we're doing a 7-day story challenge. We're not committing to massive projects that take so long that you sort of drain you of all your life by the end of it. The idea is to create lots of small projects. You know, I mean, the smaller ones, it's easy to finish, it's easy to accomplish the goal. And every time you do something like that, it just spurs you on to do the next one. So, yeah, so that's the plan. So like I said, I'm going to keep the shows short and sweet. So I'm going to leave it at that for now. But the next show, I think I'm going to announce the first story that I'm going to write. So I'm a little bit nervous about just doing it, because then it means I have to actually do the work and finish it. We'll see what happens there. So one thing I would love for you to do is to subscribe to the podcast, because, you know, things are going to be happening soon. And if you can, I know it's very early days, but if you could leave us a 5-star review, it's going to help get the show up there into the new and noteworthy section, if possible. That'd be great, please. And yeah, thanks for checking this out. I'm really excited about what might happen.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.